NNH mobile monitoring.
Over, HKX. Morning again, Fred.
I'm heading out to the garage.
That's my second customer. I'll be heading that way. I should be there right about 8 o'clock.
I'll be out there in a little bit. You
gonna
be at the front or the back?
I will be right out front. You can't miss me.
I guess I'll be looking for the big Snap-on truck then.
Looking for a Snap-on truck, but...
Could be.
One day for him. He runs on Wednesday over there, I believe.
Don't be surprised to see a blue car with an antenna on the back suddenly show up at right there by your door.
Problem. Got guys all the time pulling up. It's one of the things about this business you gotta watch.
Not that, honestly. I thought you would have just been your stop and people there would have been there rather than just random people off the street, so to speak.
I'd be surprised at how many random people off the street just walk right up and act like they own the place.
Especially considering the type of people you can meet. I actually went and got my top on board and while I was up front mechanic.
Really, the gas pump is the worst place. I have people all the time approach me there.
Oh.
Any free samples in there? What's free today?
Sounds like a nightmare right there.
I won't tell you some of my comments to them.
I guess I have to wait to hear it in person then.
Rude. You try not to be rude, but you try to be direct about it, I guess is the best way to put it.
I gotta be that way. I think I gotta be kind of that way at my job, especially with the new people that try to be like, hey, do you work on this? I'm like, no, this is not, that's not my area. You need to call your local maintenance department.
It's me how people think that these trucks just run in and out free stuff.
Concerning some of the stories that my dad told me about cool trucks, I can only imagine.
Giving your good customers stuff to show them appreciation, but you can't do that to just everybody that walks up off the street or people that don't buy from you. I mean, you can't just hand out free stuff because we have to pay for all that.
That honestly makes a lot of sense. I think I only know about my dad's stuff because he told me about whenever we lived up in North Carolina for a while there. I will say this though, Patrick, tomorrow is the day I'm going back up to North Carolina, as a matter of fact.
Did you say you're going back to Days tomorrow? Is that what I heard?
Today I'm going back up there.
Okay. You're going back up to your, where you lived in North Carolina?
Primitive, I'll probably be on Echo Link here and there on the repeater, but it kind of depends on the family at the time.
That's what you need to do. Hey, I've got my grandfather riding with me tomorrow. I'm just basically going through the motions. I'm working a half a day, hanging out with him. He wants to ride in the tool truck, so I'm going to bring him tomorrow and just have a good, fun day with him.
Hey, right there, if you got your radio on, I'll just give you a chat.
On, and I'm sure he'll be right here with me.
Oh, Lord, Patrick, now you need to poke him about getting his license.
I'm by Furman College here on 276, so it's going to break up a little bit.
Off KO4 and NH690. I'm actually on 20 right now. I'm kind of hitting trees and power lines. I'm hearing some of the noise, or my antenna's picking up a little bit of the noise, too, but... I'm still heading out there, though.
I'll hop off here, and I'll see you when you get there. If you have any problems, just give me a shout. KO4HKX, and I'll see you in a minute. But I'm clear.
Patrick, KO4NH, I'll be clear.